Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. In Washington, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is still promising to try and get a vote on some version of repealing the Affordable Care Act this week. But in states across the country, all of the uncertainty around the law, both from Congress and from the Trump administration, is causing havoc. Many states were already having trouble with rising costs under Obamacare. In Colorado, confusion in Washington may be itself driving prices even higher. The state faces high costs due to lack of competition for insurers. For 2018, healthcare providers requested a 27% increase in premiums. There are a lot of reasons for the increases. Colorado has rural areas, but a high cost of living. It has one major urban center, Denver, but lots of sparsely populated rural counties. But Colorado's insurance commissioner says lack of clarity from Washington is making all of the difficulty worse and making healthcare even more expensive. Marguerite Salazar is the insurance commissioner for the state of Colorado, and she joins me now. Commissioner, welcome.
Thank you.
What have you seen in Colorado? You have Denver, the big metro area with lots of kinds of patients, healthy patients, sicker patients, younger, older. That's the kind of thing insurers like, a healthy mix. But what's different in other parts of your state? Why are premiums so high?
Well, you're right that the population center in Colorado really is in Denver, but we've got a pretty big state. And so as we've looked at different areas around the state with the transparency that came with the ACA, people started noticing that their premiums were sometimes double what they were people in Denver were paying. And so as we looked at that closer, we saw that primarily it was the higher cost of healthcare, whether it be from a physician or a hospital. And so we've been looking at those things over the years and talking with providers to see what we could do to drop costs, to try to understand why that's actually happening. But this year really brought a whole new wrinkle when in January we were told that the Affordable Care Act was going to go away. I started talking immediately with carriers, all of the CEOs, bringing them in one at a time, asking them what they thought was going to happen to their companies and whether or not they plan to stay in Colorado. And several actually said that if things change dramatically, they would leave.
So what does uncertainty mean to that type of person, an insurance company CEO, when they come into your office and they say, well, Congress is trying to repeal, they can't get it together, they can't pass a bill, that bill failed. What does that mean to them and how they do business?
There were some key functions within the Affordable Care Act that gave carriers some certainty. For example, the individual mandate. That was key because we needed a really strong risk pool. We needed everybody in the risk pool for this to work. So if that goes away, carriers said, we don't know if we can hang in there. The other thing were the subsidies, the cost-saving reductions, and those were people, you know, referred to them as CSRs, but that goes to help people with their deductibles and co-payments. Those are some of the poorer folks who are, they're not poor enough to have Medicaid, but they actually need some assistance in just paying for their everyday care. So that's another piece that Congress has been saying that they're going to take away. And that was a big piece because the insurance companies realized that without those subsidies, that their members are not going to be able to afford insurance. They're going to drop it. And then we're only going to have the sickest people purchasing insurance. And that's why I've said that's the true death spiral. When only the sickest have insurance, the cost is going to rise even higher.
Commissioner, in fact, it was the Trump administration and the president himself at one point who said they may withhold some of those cost-sharing payments that help defray costs of insurance in an effort to simply make the ACA more difficult in a way to encourage lawmakers to vote for something they wanted. Has that been damaging in Colorado?
Oh, it really has been damaging because what has happened is that they're funding those CSRs month by month. So every month, the carriers are waiting to see if that's actually going to occur. Even though they haven't passed a bill, what we understand is that through the budget process that they can take those away. So yes,
Commissioner Salazar, there was news over the weekend that the Department of Health and Human Services in Washington is using money that Congress pegged for encouraging enrollment into the ACA instead to make videos like this. Listen.
It was very clear to me from reading it that it was going to be a complete disaster. And unfortunately, everything that we predicted, and it wasn't just me, but other people, all of us who read the bill and studied it, everything that we predicted has come to pass, which is really sad.
Commissioner, that's a Denver radiologist called Jill Vecchio who appears in that video produced by HHS, basically attacking the Affordable Care Act from the agency that's supposed to be implementing it. What do you think when you hear a message like that from HHS?
I think that they're not being forthright, because what we've seen in Colorado is that we've taken our uninsured rate from 17% to a little over 6%. And in my prior work, I ran a very large community health center. I spent most of my time trying to find ways to pay for people's health care. And so I've seen that the ACA has actually been a rousing success, in my opinion. I've seen people who didn't go into the physician, they didn't get care, finally being able to access care and get the care that they needed so that they could lead a healthy life, so that they could go to school or go to work. And, you know, I can't believe that people call it a failure. This, finally, people are able to access care. That's all they wanted. And I've said, this is health care we're talking about. It's not something that they can take out on the street and sell. This is about taking care of themselves and being able to pay what they can afford.
Commissioner Salazar, Colorado, your state, expanded Medicaid under the ACA, of course. How important is Medicaid to the population there?
Medicaid is extremely important because the bulk of the uninsured were right above that line where they didn't qualify for Medicaid. And so now that they do, they've been able, again, to access care. And there's a large percent of people on the expansion of Medicaid that work. There's this misconception that people on Medicaid are just sitting at home with their feet up on the ottoman. That's not true. I think it's something like 70% of the folks on Medicaid expansion actually hold jobs, but they hold jobs that don't offer insurance or just don't allow them to have that extra income to pay.
Let's say the Senate doesn't pass a bill this week. Let's say there's no agreement between now and Labor Day, which seems unlikely. What's your message to Washington? What do you need?
Allow us the time to have some stability, to take the time to, if they're going to make a change, don't do it recklessly. Let's give us at least a year to understand what they want to do and then prepare at the state level to make the changes. My concern is that they want to do something and change it almost overnight. And, you know, these are people's lives we're talking about. We need to not let Colorado go backwards. We're one of the healthiest states in the nation. And we do that because people do have access to care.
Marguerite Salazar is the insurance commissioner for the state of Colorado. Thank you for your time, Commissioner.
Thank you.